So she can go ahead and assist you.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Johnny?
This is.
Oh, hi, Johnny. My name's Tina. I'm just left a message for you a little while ago. I understand that you were interested in inquiring about our services.
Yes, I was.
Okay. So how did you find out about Local Splash?
I believe I had used you guys a few years back, and I had pretty good results with you guys, but I had ended up using a different company and just wasn't really happy with them.
Got it. Okay. So tell me about your business now. I'm thinking it's a handyman business. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then how long have you had this business?
Probably since about 2020, I believe.
Excellent. Okay. But, you know, they say the first couple of years are the hardest, so you're over that hump at least, right? And you had to do your first couple of years during COVID, so that's a double whammy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
For sure. Yeah, and you survived all that, so good for you. Now, what do you have, if anything, set up for your business already? Meaning, do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
No, I was going to have a website builder do a website for me, but I do remember kind of briefly that you guys kind of did something like that as well, like, you know, just like basic websites. I'm not too sure if you guys still do that or not.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, we build Google-compliant, highly rankable sites, and since you don't have yours up and running yet, I can definitely help you with that. And then what's your target market? I think you're in, like, San Diego area based on the area code, right? So
yeah,
how far
San Diego.
Do you typically go for a new client?
Up to 40 miles. So but for the most part, we try to stay in the beach areas, pretty coastal, all the way in South County. We don't do too many North County jobs, but if the larger job, we'll do it.
Okay. So depending on the job, of course, probably, you know, the bigger the job, the farther you go type thing as far as going north coastal, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So based on everything I asked you, you would definitely need what's called our platinum package. It would take you from having, you know, a very weak internet presence and give you the most dominant internet presence locally so that your phone is ringing with new business. So what that would do is program you into the first page on Google and Bing in a spotlight position, you know, so that people, when they're looking for home improvement or handyman or various services that you offer, they'll be able to find you under those keyword searches. And then we will program you into some of the directories as well as the mobile platform. So you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones? So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay. Now, since we're a premier partner to Google, I don't know how long ago you worked with us, but Google now also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's really cool because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting SEO ads left and right now.
Yeah, it's weird because a couple of times I didn't even search online for something. I was just talking about it, and then all of a sudden I started getting ads. So I think that they also are, like, listening, you know, through the voice-activated devices. But, crazy. So that's the neat thing about bundling it with the Facebook ads is that anytime someone's searching for your services – now, next time they go onto their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So it's designed to bring you a lot more new clients coming from the social media platform, you know? And then You'll also have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you know, you would see what zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything's very transparent. And since you are still within 5 years of opening your business, you'll still qualify for the new in business rate. So it would bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on the first payment only. So that would be, you know, $398 today. And then how the websites work, I don't know if you recall, but they do charge, if you bundle it with one of our packages, an extra $400 to put it together. But what I could do is explain your situation to my director and see if I can also get the site included for you at no additional cost, you know, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Because, you know, obviously it's 2025 and you're going to need a site anyway.
Yeah. We're on Google, but I don't even know if that's even considered a website. That's not really even a website. But, so we just listed okay.
What's the name of your business? Let me look at the Google.
San Diego Handyman and Assembly Services, LLC.
Okay. San Diego Handyman and Assembly Services, LLC. Okay. That's smart to put the assembly services in there, too. I like that. So.
Yeah.
Save it the business name here, and I'll look it up. But what were you saying? You were asking a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So the last time I used you guys, I think the one thing that you guys had that really stood out about me compared to the other SEO services, because I don't even really remember their names, was you guys had it. I don't know if it was set up through an app or what, but basically all the anything that basically came from you guys, it came through a certain number. So I knew it was all Splash. So when I was getting calls, I was like, oh, okay, so this is a Splash customer.
Yes, we still do that. That's called a call tracking number. And typically it's an you know, a little upgrade for our existing clients. But since you had that in the past, I would definitely honor it for you and include it at no additional cost. So what they would do is they would purchase a brand new, you know, 619 area code number. And then when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And the benefit to it, in addition to the fact that, as you said, all of the calls coming in are stored through the dashboard. So you can track, you know, what's the results that you're getting, but also it will eliminate a large amount of spam callers, because sometimes spam callers are computer generated. So we would put a press one, press two greeting on it. You know, thank you for calling San Diego Handyman and Assembly Services. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options are going to ring over to you. But if they're a computer generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. So that is something that, most of our people like, because I don't know if it was integrated with the local Splash app back then, but it is now. So you could also go to the iOS or the Android store and download the app and log into it, and that way you can reply to clients in real time that are calling through your tracking number.
Perfect. That would be great to have.
Yeah, you're going to love it. So let me just see if I can get the website authorized to include it for you. And then I work on a GChat system, so they typically will reply back in like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, if everything goes well, I will send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Okay, it's J-O-H. N-N-I-E, M-A-T-U-S, 2
okay.
at gmail.com.
Okay, J-O, thank you, Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-I-E, M like Mary, A-T like Tom, U-S as in Sam, and then the number 2 at gmail.com.
Correct.
And is that your last name also, Matus, or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then this is the phone number you would like to use for the call tracking to forward to, or is there a different line that you use?
Yes.
Okay, so this is good. And then is there an alternate line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything's through this.
Excellent. Okay, so that makes it easy. And then let me just indicate you're on the Pacific time zone. And then what's the business address?
Let me see. Actually, what I have it under. Well, actually, let me just put it over here. Sorry, 1 second.
No problem.
5763
mm-hmm.
Mission Center Road.
Got it.
And that's
then
in
it
San
auto-
Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
92108.
Okay, so to confirm, 5763 Mission Center Road, San Diego, 92108?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you prefer "and" written out in your business name or the "and" symbol?
I know on my LLC paperwork, I believe it's A-N-D.
Okay. So I'm noticing that's the way it is on Google, too. It's "and" written out, so I'll just keep it the same way, because the way Google is they look for consistency, and if something's a little bit different, even if, as far as a word versus a symbol, sometimes that throws a red flag and it hurts your rankings. So I think if it's, mm-hmm. you know, officially written out, we'll just keep it that way. And then...
Yeah.
Oh, good. I just got a message back. They're going to include the site. So he's giving me a promo code where I can actually waive the charges of that. So let me just activate this promotion for you. Do you have some content for the site? Because I'm going to set a client interview for my technician to call you where they'll go over your keywords mm-hmm. and get you set up. Do you have like before and after photos or a logo or anything like that?
Yeah, I have an old logo. I'm not too sure if I still want to use it. I like it, but I think I'm going to have to do some digging to find it. But
okay.
As far as content, I do have pictures and everything for you guys.
Good, good, good. Yeah, and you know what? You could, if you're thinking of getting a new logo, let my technician know when they call you what you're thinking, like, you know, what you'd like to have on it and the color scheme and whatnot, and they would put one together for you complimentary. And I tell you that to kind of preface the fact that we're not graphic designers. We don't do logo development typically, right? But we will absolutely do it for you on a special request. So if you kind of have something in mind or you can't find your old logo, by all means, just tell us, you know, what you're thinking, and they'll put something together for you, okay?
Great, great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. No problem. And then I can set this up for you, Johnny, using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
It's a debit credit card, actually. I'm gonna grab it really quick.
Okay, no problem. While you're grabbing it, do you have access to the Google Business page still, or did you give full control to that other company and now you can't get in, or can you?
The Google page that I have, that I have control of that. I'm still the admin on that through Google. But there's
okay.
no actual website. You know what I mean?
It's I noticed that, and no phone number. It says add a place's phone number, add a website. So the reason I ask is we will keep you as the owner of it because it belongs to your business, but we'll have you add us as a manager so that we can go in and fix all of that. We'll add the call tracking number. We'll put the website in there. So, you know, upload new photos, like once that logo's established and whatnot. So that way we can do the programming so that you start ranking on the first page. So I'll send you an email that says, add us as a manager to the Google listing. It takes just a couple of minutes to go in there and do it, but that'll definitely help you. And then, my only question would be if you did find the card, if it has your name or the business name or both on it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm not too sure.
Oh, you're still looking. Okay.
So, right now on my card that I have, I'm trying to think of how I can get around this because my card is faded as far as reading off the numbers go. The one way I think I can actually get access to those numbers is that I go through my Chime app and then it gives me my digital numbers and I can read those off to you. So do you mind calling me back within like 4 or 5 minutes so I can get this?
I don't mind. Absolutely. So I'll call you back in 5 minutes or so. And then you can also, if you like, I'll send you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, you know, if you finish, you get it sooner, you could call me. But if not 5 minutes, I'll call you back for sure. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. That'll work.
All right. Sounds good, Johnny. Okay. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thanks.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.